Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
And today we're talking about something very close to all of our daily lives. We're talking about
bikes. 自転車のことです。
Yes. Kay, what kind of bike do you have?
Well, actually, I don't have any because I have a car.
So that's the end of the talk, talking about bicycles, right?
皆さんこんにちは。今日は皆さんにとっても馴染みのある自転車についてのお話をします。今日はたくさんバイクって言ってるんですけど、自転車を表す言葉にバイクと一応バイセコーっていうのもあるんですけど、基本的にアメリカでもイギリスでも、バイクって言っちゃった方が簡単なので、バイセコーの方はあまり使いません。
That's right. I came to school on my bike、mm-hmm. or I rode my bike this morning. Don't always say bicycle. We learned that in junior high school, right?
Or maybe primary school.
Yeah.
ではでは、まず自転車についての単語をちょっと勉強してみたいと思います。ジョー先生、お願いします。
Right, most of the words are very similar to Japanese, right? Yeah. For example, the brakes on the bike, or the chain needs some oil, or the frame is very lightweight, like that. So we got the brake, the chain, the frame, very easy, right?
Yes.
But especially pronunciation. You need to try to pronounce it the English way. Okay? For example, the tire on the bike.
The tire on the bike.
Yeah, the tire. Or the bike has a bell.
The bell.
Right, there's a bell. Right. Or the gears on the bike.
The gears.
Right, the gears need adjusting like that. Or a helmet.
Helmet.
Right, you need to wear a helmet.Right, or the handlebars.
The handlebars.
Right. So you got to grip the handlebars.
And it's plural.
Right. And the pedals.
The pedals.
I want some new pedals for the bike, like
pedal,
that.
Pedal.
That's right. Or the tube in the tire.
The tube in the tire.
Right, tube, right?
Tube, like YouTube.
Right, that's right. Or sitting on the saddle of the bike.
Saddle of the bike. Saddle のことですね。
Right, I want a new saddle.Like that. So we've got, again, the tire, the bell, the gears, the helmet, the handlebars, the pedals, the tube in the tire, and the saddle, right? So try to pronounce them the English way.
Yes, right. 頑張って。ではでは次に自転車に関する言葉を3つ当てるゲームをしたいと思います。Yeah.
That's right. Can you get all three of them? If you can get all three of these expressions...You are one step from becoming fluent.
Yay!
Yeah.
ではでは、張り切っていってみましょう。まず1問目は何でしょうか?
Okay, this is something very common.
Okay.
And all of our students and our listeners are often troubled by this.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
Right. So it's with the tire, so that's part of your answer here. and it's when the air goes out of it, because there's a hole in the tube. What is this called when this happens to you?What is happening to you with your tire? You cannot go because there's no air in the tire. Like that. Everyone, you got that answer? Before I say it, it is called...
To get a flat tire. パンクのことです。
Right. I got a flat tire. You can kind of say, I got a puncture.
Okay.
Or there is a puncture in my tire. Or the tire punctured. All those are okay, but...Even in British countries, even in America, they say, I got a flat tire, or I have a flat tire. It's much more common. The word puncture is kind of getting old.
Okay.
You know, and it's really hard, long word, a puncture. Kind of a long word, right? Okay, the second one here, can you all say it? This is something that you put on your bike, or it's on the bike...And it keeps the bike very safe.
Yes.
So nobody steals the bike.
Right.
What is this thing? Sometimes it's like a chain, right? And sometimes it's just something down near the front wheel of your bike. What is that called in English? You all got the answer? That thing on your bike that keeps it safe? The answer is...
It's the lock. 鍵をかけることですね。
Right.
Yeah, I think English words makes more sense than Japanese.
That's right. So you put the lock on the bike. I like that. A kagi is a key, right?
So the lock.
Anyway, everyone out there, try to get a good lock for your bike so it's not stolen, right? Okay, and the third one is probably the most difficult of these expressions. And if you can get this, you're really great. Okay. But it's not that hard. You can do it if you think a little bit. Mm. Okay, this is a piece of metal down near between the tires, kind of one piece of metal, and it keeps your bike standing up.
Right.
Okay, that's kind of a hint there. It keeps your bike standing up.
You guys are doing that every day. You gotta get it.
If you don't have this piece of metal, your bike falls down on the ground like that. Okay, what's that piece of metal down there called in English? You got it? It is called...
the kickstand.
Right, a kickstand. So you kind of kick it a little, right? Mm-hmm. That's why it's called a kickstand.
日本語だと多分スタンドってみんな呼ぶかな。
That's right.
自転車のスタンドのことですね。
That's right. Well, everyone, did you get all three of these right? If you review, you'll get them all perfect, I'm sure.
それでは今日のダイアログのシチュエーションについて説明したいと思います。ある大学生の男の子が自転車屋さんで新しい自転車を探しに来たというシチュエーションです。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Let's listen.
Welcome.
Hi. I'm looking for a good bike. I'm a freshman and I realized I need a bike to go to school
I know. It's really difficult to get around in Saijo without a bike. You said you were a freshman? We recommend you get one of these. Most first-year students buy from these freshman series bikes.
How much is it?
Well,The price is really affordable. It's only 15,000 yen.
That's pretty cheap. Why is it so cheap?
Well, it has only one gear. The basket's a bit small, and it's the oldest model, but it's still usable.It'll run well for a long time.
And the design's not very cool. I want something that has gears, a big basket, and an awesome design.
Well, I can show you the new models. This white one over here has three gears and a dragon design.The only problem is that it doesn't have a basket.
Wait, how about that one? It has six gears, a big basket, and an amazing blazing fire design.
That one's the best bike we have now.
I'll take it. How much is it?
10,000 yen.
What? That's too much for me. How about the white bike with the dragon design?
That one's 40,000 yen.
I guess I'll just take the red bike from the freshman series.
Oh, too bad. So he had to settle for the cheap bike again.
Yeah, too much for him.
Yeah, but everybody knows how he feels.
この話では最初に大学1年生の男の子が自転車を探しに来たというところから始まります。Freshman で大学1年生という意味ですね。
Right, so you can say a freshman or a first year student.Or you can say a sophomore.
A second year student のことですね。
Right, so you've got a freshman, a sophomore, also called a second year student, and a junior.
And 30 year student.
Right, so you've got a junior means a third year student, and a senior.
And senior is the fourth year student.
Right, he is a senior or he is a fourth year student. Both are good. So again, we've got a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, a senior.
Are they used only in the States?
Also Canada.
Okay.
And I think in other countries too, but I'm not sure. But especially North America.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, and the question is, what year are you? It's like at the university. an answer, you say, I'm a sophomore, I'm a junior, like that.
Yeah, don't say grade.
That's right. Yeah. What year are you? Notice it's different from how old are you? I'm 18, 19, right? What year are you?
学年と年は違うからね、right. 確かに。で、大学に行くのにどうしても自転車が必要だって気づいたんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。で、お店の女の人は、西条で自転車に乗れなかったらもうどこにも行けないよねっていうふうに言ってます。To get around ってこう出かけるとかブラブラするってことですね。
That's right.
So how do you get around 西条?
I usually walk.
Oh, really?
I walk while listening to podcasts. Yeah, Japanese podcasts, Chinese podcasts, like that. But sometimes I take my bike, right?And when it rains, I drive, right? Okay, how do you get around in Hiroshima City usually?
Of course, I take my car.
Okay, good.
And Joe, how do you get around Hiroshima City?
Right, in Hiroshima City, I usually take the streetcar.
Or
the buses,
ね、
or the buses, はいはい、はい、right.
right.
Like that.
でまあとにかくあじゃあ1年生の子ならほとんど買ってるフレッシュマンシリーズがいいんじゃないちょっと値段も安いよっていうふうに言ってます affordable でこう値段がお手頃みたいなニュアンスですね
Right Kay do you think that houses are affordable?
No I don't think so they are not affordable
Right houses are not affordable Right How about cars? Are they affordable?
If they're second used
That's right if they're
they
used cars Yes used cars are usually affordable
でちょっと古い方だけど長く持つよっていう風に言ってます。To run でこう長く長いこと持つとか動くってことですね。
Right, so usually for a machine or even something like a bike, it's fine. The bike runs well still. I don't need a new one.
Okay.
Or that computer still runs well. It's in good condition, like that.
でもちょっとその見た目がダサかったみたいで男の子はもっとかっこいいデザインがいいなっていう風に言ってます。Awesome! で、かっこいいとか、素敵なって意味ですよね。
Yeah, great!
Great!
Super! Fantastic! Like that! The movie was awesome! Or the food was awesome! Like that!
で、なんかかっこいい炎が燃え上がっているようなデザインの自転車を見つけて、あ、いいなって言います。To blaze で燃え上がるってことですね。
Right! And in the dialogue, the man spots, he sees, an amazing blazing fire design, right?So to blaze means that the fire, kind of like a fire, right? The house was blazing, like that. The fire was out of control. It's like that.
燃え上がってるぜ。
That's right.
ですね。
Anyway, a blazing fire design sounds kind of cool, right? Yes.
But Joe, how much is that?
That bike costs 10 man en.
10万円のことですね。
That's right.
Wow, 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 wow. なんかここで Joe 先生からの豆知識なんですけど、日本に住んでる外国の人は、何万円って言ってあげた方が、わかりやすいみたいなんですね。急になんかこう、million yen とか言われると、ゼロ何個ってなっちゃうから、こう、10万とか言ってあげた方がみんなわかりやすいらしい。
Yeah, 10万 or 100万 or even 1000万 people understand that. But if you say 10 million yen, nobody understands
that. Or say like 100,000 yen or something.
yeah.
確かに分かりにくいからね。
That's right.
ナチュラルのスピードで聞いた後、ジョー先生の自転車の歴史についてちょっと聞いてみたいと思います。イエーイ。
Welcome.
Hi, I'm looking for a good bike.I'm a freshman, and I realize I need a bike to go to school.
I know. It's really difficult to get around in Saijo without a bike. You said you were a freshman? We recommend you get one of these. Most first-year students buy from these freshman series bikes.
How much is it?
Well, the price is really affordable. It's only 15,000 yen.
That's pretty cheap.Why is it so cheap?
Well, it only has one gear. The basket's a bit small, and it's the oldest model. But it's still usable. It'll run well for a long time.
And the design's not very cool. I want something that has gears, a big basket, and an awesome design.
Well, I can show you the new models. This white one over here has 3 gears,And a dragon design. The only problem is that it doesn't have a basket.
Wait, how about that one? It has 6 gears, a big basket, and an amazing blazing fire design.
That one's the best bike we have now.
I'll take it. How much is it?
10,000 yen.
What? Ah, that's too much for me. How about the white bike with the dragon design?
That one's 40,000 yen.
I guess I'll just take the red bike from the freshman series.
Okay, Joe, what do you think about bikes?
I think they're pretty good. Okay. Yeah, I like bikes, especially in Japan.
Okay.
It's called Shimanami Kaido. It is great, great. Right, between Onomichi and Imabari and Shikoku. It is the greatest place. I love biking there.
Did you ever have an accident while riding a bike?
Actually, when I first came to Japan, I lived in Tochigi Prefecture. Okay. And I had a head-on collision with a car. That's right. It's called a head-on collision. And actually, I was the bad person.
Okay.
I was going up a one-way street, right?
Okay. Ah,一方通行だったね.
Right. So it was my fault that the foreigner shouldn't be going that way. Anyway, when I hit the car, I went on the hood of the car, and then I went on the ground. But I survived, right?
You survived.
Actually, no injuries that day.
Wow. Yeah, Lucky you.
I was young and pretty strong.
すごいね。それはすごいね。 皆さんも事故に遭わないようにちゃんと気をつけながら英語の勉強とかちょっと頑張って自転車乗ってる時間をね利用してやってくださいね.
That's right. Don't have a bike accident. Right. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye.